cleaning right now.
What is listening to Brown have to do?
I do it to make the Mexicans at work laugh.
What?
Oh, well, you know, you plug in the iPod.
Uh-huh.
And then, well, you know, my speakers are so loud.
Uh-huh.
Like, they can, you know, break the windows on your car.
Uh-huh.
Because it's so loud.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you go by, you roll the windows down.
And what do you got playing?
It's usually Juan Gabriel.
And?
That's my go-to Mexican music.
And so the Mexicans at work know that you listen to that?
I think it's funny.
They think it's funny?
No.
Why?
Because they think it's funny. Because I'm very not Mexican, normally.
Uh-huh.
They always tell me you can't get away from it.
They tell you...
Can't get away from your Mexicanness, in a way.
Kind of like your Guatemalan-ness, you can't get away from your Mexicanness.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what, it overrides your whiteness?
Yeah, some aspects of life it does.
And so you only listen to...
When cooking, cleaning, summer days, or warm weather days, and for the Mexicans at work, this is funny. Or whenever it is shock value funny, really. I mean, if that's going through John's neighborhood and playing it really loud as I drive slowly around, I mean, you know, well, in the summer when everybody's outside and they're not used to it. And it freaks them out. It wasn't me. I didn't know.
You gotta expand your musical taste, though.
In Mexicans? In Mexico music? I heard a lot of, like, you know, different Spanish singers, but I don't remember their names because they're all the same. I think everybody's name is Juan or Jose. It's one of
them. Or Vicente.
No. Jesus, Juan, Jose.
Is it?
Or Pedro. I think those are the only three names.
Your grandpa used to listen to Ana Gabriel and then Vicente.
That's more ranchero music, though.
Yeah. And,
that's not really party time stuff.
And then, what was the other stuff? I'd have to actually go and look. I draw a blank.
So they would play that while driving down to Mexico.
Your grandpa?
Yeah, your grandfather.
My grandfather, yeah, they would, yeah.
And you had to endure that?
Yeah, and little grandpa had it on 8-track with the little 8-track player in between in the Oldsmobile. It was down, you know, like your father's got the hump there and
Yeah, okay. And,
yeah, okay. Well, it was mounted right there. And I had one 8-track tape. It was like hits between 1970 and 72 or something. And it had all like these English, you know, American songs. And I got to play it like once or twice. I'd have to ask Grandpa if I could. I'd had like Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come.
It was all devil music.
And I forgot, I'd have to actually hear the songs to remember what was on it. And I remember it was an orange 8-track, but little grandpa would have all the toda música mexicana.
Does he listen to ranchero?
I don't know, he didn't. Little grandpa listened to him. Not really ranchero, but.
Just Mexican?
Yeah. You know, like.
All I imagine Mexican music is either like, you left me, so I'm sad. I figure that's like all.
Like, volver. Come back, return, turn around.
Yeah, this is all depressing.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like country music.
Yeah. Except with less dog and trucks.
Yeah, speaking of country music, there was a band that I heard, the Zac Brown.
I love Zac Brown Band.
Yeah. I was going to say, I heard him yesterday, and I thought we were just talking about country music.
What was that, man?
And they, have you seen what they look like?
The guy's like, he looks like John with a beard.
Yeah, he does. And I thought you might like him.
Yeah. Because they do a lot of, like,